I wonder, has there ever been an election cycle like there is right now? Who's to blame? Is it Trump? Is it the voters? Is it the electorate? Is it the media? I don't know. But when you start seeing blockades and demonstrations and candidates that are saying that there'll be riots if he doesn't get in, it's just unbelievable. You know, someone who doesn't live in the country but has followed U.S. elections for, as long as I can remember. I can't remember seeing anything like this. Of course, there was Watergate and other things like that. But the people definitely are angry. But there's definitely a faction out there of those followers that are, well, as far as I'm concerned, nuts. You know, the pundits can sit back and say, well, they're frustrated and they're upset and they're doing all these sorts of things. But there's that type that will take the effigy of Trump and decapitate it. And then there's the other ones that are saying that Trump is the guy to go to, someone with no experience and no real policy that he's talking about. And there's the others that say that there'll be a big war at the convention to pick the right person. And I think I've said it many times in these commentaries that Hillary Clinton must be just sitting back and smiling, because all the talk isn't doing anything, because she still has all the walk. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.